Apple Insurance, David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Apple growers, you're almost at the end of what has been a four-year USDA reevaluation of your crop insurance program, and USDA has just put out its final proposed changes in the program for apples. Marcia Bunger runs the USDA's risk management agency, and she says some of these changes are strictly apple-oriented. Very technical, mostly, though, giving growers more choices. For example,
enabling producers to elect different coverage levels and percent of price selections by type, which makes it more flexible. And we're also going to allow producers to insure at higher price for apples sold predominantly to direct market.
To comment, go online to rma.usda.gov, click on What's New, and you'll see a release with details on how to see the proposals and comment on them.
I would encourage people to go in and take a look and to provide some good feedback. Some of the changes to the Apple program are going to be enabling producers to elect different coverage levels and percent of price selections by type, which makes it more flexible for individual producers to manage their own individual risk and coverages. It's also going to allow producer premiums to be reduced in response to orchard management practices such as removing or grafting trees that typically occur after acreage reporting time.
The comment period ends mid-February. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.